This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As violence between Israel and Palestine enters its second week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. Blinken also said Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has a burden to avoid civilian casualties. The U.S.'s top diplomat said the United States has been working intensively behind the scenes to try to bring an end to the violence. He had phone calls Sunday with his counterparts in Egypt, Qatar, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and France. Meanwhile, Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military saying targets included tunnels used by Hamas and several commanders' homes. Sunday, Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 58 children, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks, including a six-year-old. Blinken is in Denmark for talks Monday about economic security and climate issues. The top diplomat will also discuss the Biden administration's ongoing push to boost ties with U.S. allies. Monday, he met with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, Queen Margrethe II, and was scheduled to tour a quantum materials lab at the University of Copenhagen. After Denmark, Blinken heads to Reykjavik, Iceland, where he will take part in the Arctic Council ministerial meeting. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. India is bracing for Cyclone Tauktae. The cyclone is expected to hit the country's western coast Monday evening. Thousands of people have been evacuated and COVID vaccination programs have closed down in some areas. India has reported hundreds of thousands of new COVID-19 infections for weeks. Now there is fear that as people seek shelter from the cyclone, that the shelters will for the locations will become locations for super spreader events. The United States' top infectious disease expert said at a college graduation that the pandemic has exposed the undeniable effects of racism, as communities of color had been hit harder by the virus than their white counterparts. Anthony Fauci said that COVID-19 has shown a bright light on our society's failings, he said on Sunday during a commencement address for the City of Atlanta's Emory University. His address highlights the issue of disparity access to health care in minority groups across the U.S. Fauci pointed out a disproportionate amount of Black, Hispanic, and Native American people work in jobs classified as essential, exposing them to the coronavirus. In addition, these groups of people are more likely to have underlying conditions like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, which increase the likelihood that they will become ill if exposed to the coronavirus. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange has halted trading of Next Digital's shares at the media company's request. The halt comes after assets belonging to its founder, Jimmy Lai, were frozen. Later Monday, the media tycoon and 9 pro-democracy activists pleaded guilty to taking part in an unlawful assembly. Lai is already in prison for his role in 2 other unauthorized assemblies in 2019 when Hong Kong experienced mass anti-government protests. Next Digital publishes pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily, and Lai is its controlling shareholder. The 10 who pleaded guilty face up to 5 years imprisonment at sentencing next week. Lai is under investigation for allegedly endangering national security, and his assets were frozen under a new national security law Beijing imposed on the city. France will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African nation pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. The finance minister made the announcement on Monday in Paris at the start of an international summit hosted by President Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt of $50 billion and attract foreign investment to rebuild its economy. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.